Right now, I am very emotional. I feel hurt and I feel depressed in my spirit because these girls, they are the women of tomorrow. They are the ministers of tomorrow. They are the pastors of tomorrow. These are the wise mothers of tomorrow. These are the women we are expecting to rebuild the nation of Zimbabwe. Right now, I feel so much pain and I am so emotional in hurt because I feel like we haven't done enough for our daughters, and it's time to rise up.
What kind of action would you like to see pastors like yourself taking up to address such issues like human trafficking of women and girls?
For me, I feel right now we need to put our differences, Zimbabweans, aside. Zimbabwean women, we need to put our differences aside. It's not about my name, Rebecca Makai. It's not about my church. This is not about religion. This is not about your church. We have passed now the level of thinking that way. To Christians, this is kingdom. How do we build God's kingdom? We build God's kingdom by bringing God's culture on earth as it is in heaven. And as we leave these daughters perishing like this, are we influencing and impacting and influencing the daughters of Zimbabwe to live a kingdom lifestyle? As mothers who bear children, we must feel the pain. It doesn't matter, she's not your daughter. But we feel undressed because these are our daughters. They are Zimbabweans. I'm a Zimbabwean and I feel ashamed in this nation to hear people talk about women, children from Zimbabwe being human trafficked. I'd never heard something like that. I was so proud of my country. It's my first time to hear this. I didn't know it's happening in my country. And I'm so sad. I thought it was happening in other countries and not in Zimbabwe.
So where exactly did you hear about this issue?
It was from Studio 7. It was from Studio 7. That's where I saw it. And I'm so grateful that Studio 7 managed to publish such an article, an issue. I am so grateful because it has brought awareness. I'm now on assignment to mobilize women of Zimbabwe here.
What kind of action would you like to take yourself as a minister towards, rectifying this situation? Because it's an ongoing problem. They are looking at the state of the economy in Zimbabwe. We will see other girls being lured back into human trafficking. But what action can you take yourself?
Personally, I started an organization called Immigrant Women Coalition USA in America here. The reason why I started this organization, it was to empower immigrant women who came from Zimbabwe to say, okay, fine, we are okay. We have a good life. We are doing everything fine. But we need to think of back home. We need to give back home. We need to think of the women we left back home. And this is where I'm going to start from. As the president of Immigrant Women Coalition USA, I'm going to start by trying to find funding so that we can help women in Zimbabwe to start projects. And I am appealing to our government that they will not come in the way but encourage us. We are the daughters of Zimbabwe. We are the builders of our nation. We really need to help our nation. But we are so discouraged because everybody is talking about you cannot do it. There's so much corruption. But allow us, help us, protect us, give us the opportunity. We are ready and we are willing. And we are going to start a drive. I'm willing. I'm going to start a drive to help these women. Start projects. Do things that can help themselves. We are not going to just give them money and donations. Because as far as I'm concerned, for a start, yes, we can give donations, cash. But for me, I believe in giving somebody a rod to fish for himself or for herself. That's what will eliminate poverty. We can't just have handouts. Because when you're given the fish, you cook and you eat. And tomorrow you need another fish. But when I give you the rod, you go and fish for yourself. And you'll also be able to help other Zimbabwean women. That's where I'm going to start.